Heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
I like feeling like an outsider. The moment you feel like you're an insider and you know everybody, that's when you stop really asking the tough questions.
Listen.
From Harlem, New York studios, Don Lemon, good morning.
You got it. The Harlem, New York studio. I want to talk about Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, who was released from Taliban captivity over the weekend, Tom. The reaction to his release from enemy capture on Saturday has been really odd to me, to say the least. Somebody emailed me asking if the administration timed the release to draw attention away from the Veterans Administration. Social media soon followed suit with people doing the same thing. Some question whether the White House broke the law by not allowing or not following the rules to notify Congress of the Guantanamo Bay release. Others flat out said that the administration did break the law. And on top of that, they said America had negotiated with terrorists. Some immediately began to question Sergeant Bergdahl's patriotism and called him a traitor and a turncoat who had walked away from combat and therefore did not deserve to return home safely to his family. Remember the military that no man left behind mantra that we have heard so much since 9/11? We haven't heard it that much in the last few days from many of who openly supported going to war in Afghanistan and Iraq and who claim to support the troops. Why is that? Why are we so concerned right now with how Sergeant Bo Bergdahl went missing rather than how his life was saved? Listen, I don't know if he was a deserter. I don't know that. I don't think anyone knows for sure but him. And unless and until he says so, to me, he is still an American. He is a war veteran. He is a sergeant who does not deserve to be left behind. And as an American, I am happy that he is safe. I am happy for his family right now. And right now, rather than criticize, I prefer to empathize and put myself in his family's shoes. Imagine if that was my son or my brother. Mm-hmm. I would want people to negotiate with whomever to bring them home. I'm just saying. So I'm going to refrain from blaming the victim. Remember, in America, it's innocent until proven guilty.
That's right. I'm with you on that one.